Bring in Joe Fisher, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores. And Joe, we were talking about it a minute ago. You don't want to say must win, but it's really a must win for Vandy tomorrow.
Well, I don't think any of the guys are hiding that fact. I haven't heard that phrase must win, but I've heard them talk about they understand the significance of the game. They understand the position they're in. And I spent a little time talking to Mackenzie Adams yesterday, and we were talking. He was the quarterback in the win over South Carolina when they were ranked number 6 in the nation. And of course, he was the quarterback in the second half after Chris Nixon got hurt in the win over Auburn this year. And McKenzie flat out says this game's a lot bigger than those games. So they know that. I would imagine they probably talked about it among themselves a little bit. So I guess the thing that encourages you, at least as a Commodore fan, is we have not seen the Vanderbilt team this year come out and have a flat performance or lay an egg. They didn't play particularly well at Mississippi State, but I think State's defense deserves a lot of credit for that. But, it's been a team where you haven't seen them not focused on the task at hand, and I think that's got to be very encouraging for what is obviously a huge game.
And, Joe, the other number coming into this game that really interests me, how do these teams win? Opportunistic,
they win
defenses
the same way.
On both. Exactly. Yeah. They both have a +7 turnover margin. So we're talking about two very opportunistic defenses.
I look at Duke and I sort of see where I think Vanderbilt was not too long ago in the growth process. As you said, they're +7 in turnover margin. They don't throw the ball away very often. Their quarterback, Thaddeus Lewis, 9 touchdown passes, only 3 interceptions. They're also number 1 in the ACC in the fewest penalties. So they are very much like Vanderbilt in those regards. They don't make the mistakes that beat themselves. And, they've played some quality teams that have had to make big plays to beat them. They scored 31 last week against Miami. It's not the Miami of years past, but it's still a pretty good football team. And they pushed Northwestern to the wire, and they walked all over Virginia. So they put up some good numbers, but no, it's very similar. They do things the very same way that Vanderbilt does.
And Joe, I think Vanderbilt can do a couple of things here. I think they can run the ball on Duke's defense to keep that offense off the field. And I also think Vanderbilt's defense, from a physical standpoint, can impose its will, but it needs to get off the field on third down.
Yep, that to me is the big stat. And they did a good job of that against Georgia. It's kind of ironic. Georgia was only 1 of 8 on third downs. But they converted some big plays. They weren't in third down situations often enough, to be honest. But that's been the real heel that this defense has had at times when they have struggled, certainly at Mississippi State in the loss. A lot of third and longer situations, not 3rd and 1, 3rd and 2, but 3rd and 7, 3rd and 10, where the team would make a conversion. And usually, as you said, the defense has to stay on the field a little bit longer. The other stat that jumps out is pretty clear. Vanderbilt's 5-0 in games where they've had the ball longer than the opponent. They're 0-2 in games where the opponent's had the ball longer than they have.
And you think back to last week, Joe, and Georgia running the football downhill in that second half, and that was a big part of the game.
Yeah, it was. And that one big drive that they had, obviously, to start the second half was huge. And then that last drive later on, even though it only led to a field goal, they had a couple of drives that used a lot of time, kept the defense out there. And although they didn't get a lot of points out of them, they were very significant. So it's going to be interesting to see what all this rain is going to impact, too. If it rains all day today, I don't think it's supposed to rain tomorrow. But you always wonder what impact weather can have on a game like this.
Nah, it's not going to rain tomorrow.
Sideline guys, it never rains.
Nah, it never rains.
When did it rain on you, ever?
Rained at Auburn that one year.
Well, that was the hurricane. Other than that, that was it, right?
It's always complaining.
We've had a few sprinkles this year, but nothing to really speak of. All right, Joe, before we wrap things up here, let's do a little pronunciation quiz on some of the Duke's names.
You're talking about
Ealy.
Yeah, right. That's the one we're going to have to get used to saying the most because he's been their leading tackler in every game this year. So that's a name we're going to say a lot.
It's spelled T-A-U-I-L-I-I-L-I.
That's correct.
All right. R-W-A-B-U-K-A-M-B-A.
Right to throw your partner under the bus here, Ingram.
We're just finding out how much prep work Joe's done here.
Actually, I'm focused on the names this morning.
That one's pronounced Rubacumba.
Yeah, there are a long list of names. That we'll have to go through the pronunciation guide on. This is the worst we've had team-wise in terms of the number of difficult names.
They also have Kenny Ananicki, which makes me bring up the question, if he married Nikki Anasicki.
Oh, yes, that's
what
right.
Happened there.
Nikki Anasicki, Anna Kenny.
Joe, 1 o'clock free game tomorrow. I'll see you then.
Look forward to it, guys. Thank you.